Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Sam Leslie. Batting 7th. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Burger moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Burger scores. Ott moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. Mancuso drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Collins out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berger. Marty reaches second base with a double. Hartnett goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Marty scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leslie hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demery scores. Hack moves to third. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kayaza fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lu Kayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kayaza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kayaza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to second. Clay Bryant now pitching. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Kayaza moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a line drive into right field. Demery picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Demery. Berger moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Ott reaches second base with a double. Berger scores. It's 5-4, Giants. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Leslie moves to second. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Demery hits a pop-up towards first. Leslie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Hack reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's Giants, 5, Cubs, 5. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Chiazza hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Whitehead applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berger. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Ott reaches second base with a double. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leslie takes first base on ball 4. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards short. Gurgis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins bunts towards third. Chiazza throws to first for 1, and Leslie throws to second, and Whitehead drops the ball. Hermann goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-5, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chiazza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ripple pinch hits for Harry Gumbert. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurgis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gurgis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott, who is chasing the ball. Gurgis reaches third base with a triple. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryant hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gurgis scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bryant moves to third. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Hermann reaches third base with a triple. Bryant scores. Gallen goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-5, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Collins reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berger strikes out. Hartnett drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berger out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ott hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.